Hi, thanks for watching this video. I'm Asad Khan, Group Program Manager, and today I'm here to talk about the Azure HD Insight Service. Today I will cover three topics. I will start by telling what is HD Insight. Second, how are customers using it today? And then, what is new in HD Insight? So let's get started. It is very clear the contribution that the open source platforms brings for the advanced analytics. And rightly so, many of the enterprises out there are looking how they can use Hive and Spark and HBase and all other compute platforms that are available in the open source world. But the challenge is that it is not easy to set up these clusters. It's not easy to monitor those. It's not easy to secure that. And at the same time, it's not easy when you are working at a very high scale of volume of data. And that's where HD Insight comes in. HD Insight is the most reliable open source analytics with an industry-leading SLA. And by the SLA, what I mean is this is the only cloud offering that gives you a 3.9. 3.9s not for the individual VMs that make up your cluster, but the 3.9s for the overall platform that we offer. So you get a 3.9s reliability for the Spark cluster, for the Hive, for the NoSQL HBase, for Storm, Kafka, or the R server. And that makes it a huge difference when it comes to the productivity and at the pace you can build your enterprise solutions. Let's see how people are using it today. As I said, HD Insight is an umbrella which gives you a unified working environment for different type of open source platforms. So as a result, people are using it to solve a lot of different scenarios, all the way from Internet of Things that can include like connected cars, connected devices, to real-time analytics to reduce the time to insight, for business intelligence, and similarly for data wrangling and advanced analytics which involve a lot of machine learning. And a new category which is coming up is the data warehousing, which is done once you have done the processing of the data, you put it in a data warehouse without taking it out of your HDFS store, so that you can, or your employees can write interactive queries against that data and get the business insights they are looking for. So let me go and quickly show you the type of the technologies within, and all of these technologies or the platforms are available in HD Insight. And as you can see, like for example, if people are using Internet of Things, the type of the platforms they are using is like Spark Streaming, or they are using the Apache Storm, and or they are using in conjunction with Kafka that lets you ingest your data easily and store it until it is being pulled downstream by either Spark or Storm. Similarly, there are other technologies like the R server, and R server gives you the best enterprise scale out R capabilities for building your machine learning models. Similarly, there are NoSQL offering. There is a NoSQL offering of Apache HBase that lets you be the store, whether you are building your application or you're just storing your data for fast retrievals. And as I mentioned, the new category coming up very strongly is the data warehousing. So let me go to the next section and talk about what is new in HD Insight. So the first one, which I'm really excited about, is the multi-user support through Azure Active Directory. Now you can easily set up an HD Insight cluster, which can be shared by all your employees in your company, and there will be authenticated through the Azure Active Directory. Similarly, you can use those identities and then define a role-based access control and also do the auditing. These two together gives you a very, very strong security for your analytics platform. The third is the Apache Kafka. And again, Kafka is becoming very, very popular for streaming and the IoT scenarios. The fourth is the enterprise monitoring. As I mentioned, it's not easy to not only build, it is not easy to just build application and let them run. You have to constantly monitor it. And how do you monitor? Not a single cluster, not a set of clusters, but your entire pipeline. And this fourth feature lets you gives you a single view across all your assets that are part of running your advanced analytics pipeline. The next is Spark. And again, Spark is very, very popular out there. It is moving at a very fast pace. And what we want to do is like make sure you always have the latest Spark version available. Sixth is Zeppelin Notebooks. And again, today HD Insight already supports Jupyter, but it is important that we give you choice because some people prefer Zeppelin. And as a result, we brought in Zeppelin so that the data scientists have Zeppelin Notebook as an option to build their models and do analytics. The seventh is data warehousing. And as I mentioned, this is a very powerful scenario. Through Interactive Hive, you can go and access your terabytes of data within seconds. And that enables you to keep your data all in your data lake without taking it out and putting in some other system. And the last is integration with productivity applications. As I mentioned, there are many cases where we won't be able to give you the application or the platform you're looking for. So HD Insight provides you the extensibility mechanism that lets you install the application that you want. Also, we are partnering with the top ISVs like Datamere, AtScale, Cask, StreamSets, where we work with them and pre-install these applications through just a click of the button. And then we make sure that they also comply with the 99.9% SLA for the uptime. So before I jump into the demo, let me quickly talk about the security a little bit, because this is a very important area, and we are working with a lot of enterprises and they love this feature. So when I talk about the security, there are different levels of security. The first one is that you can go today and deploy your HD Insight cluster in a VNet that gives you a virtual network boundary. The second is that you can go and make it a multi-user through the Azure Active Directory integration so that we use the right identity to make sure who's accessing the compute environment and the data as well. The third is that you can use Ranger within HD Insight to define roles and what access each person has. And then you can also audit it later on. And the fourth is that all the data which is stored, and in case of HD Insight, you can either store your data in Azure Data Lake Store or you can store it in Azure Data Lake Blob Store. In both cases, your data is encrypted, so you don't have to go and worry about like whether the data can be accessed by somebody else. The last is that I mentioned about the OMS, and this is the monitoring environment, which gives you view across all your assets. And it's really easy to go and set any alerts in there. For example, in this case, I'm saying that if the CPU usage crosses a certain threshold, then I should get an email. So again, very, very powerful where you don't have to go and worry because it will be constantly be monitored. And if there is something, an alert will fire. Okay, so let me now jump into the demo and show you just one aspect, which is the security. So I will go and use Ranger to go and define a policy, and then I will show how you can go and audit on what data is being accessed. Okay, so as I mentioned, let me quickly show you one demo. So in this demo, what I will show you is that on the HD Insight cluster, how you can use Ranger plugin to go and set up the access policies and then audit what is being accessed. So over here, I'm in the Azure portal. This is the view of my cluster. As you can see, there is a lot of things over here. You can scale up and scale down your cluster. It shows all the applications that I have. You can click on the script action to go and run custom scripts. You have the dashboards like notebooks and other things. You have the Ambari view. So I will go and click on Ambari. And the Ambari is a one place where you can manage everything which is going on in this cluster. And in this case, I will go to the Ranger. And as I go to the Ranger, you can click on the admin UI. And one thing which I didn't show as part of this demo is that I'm signed in as an admin. So as a result, I see this view. So I can go and set up the policies on Hive. To save time, I already have created some user groups and some users. So the user we will focus for this demo is developer one. And what I wanna go and do is that for this developer one, I wanna mask certain columns. I have a customer table that shows a lot of sensitive information, the PII information that I don't want this developer to have access. So I can set up the access policies. I can define what columns are I want to mask. And I can even go at the row level and set up filters, which in this case I have not set. So the one which will show in this demo is the column masking. So these four columns I have masked. So when this developer one goes in and writes a select star, that person is unable to see the data in those four columns. So let's go to another screen. This is, in this browser instance, developer one is signed in using his or her domain username and password. So I will go in and I will do a select star, and let me see that the name of the table. So it is customer, select star from customer, and let me do a limit 10 in case there's a lot of data, and execute. Again, when the query comes back, what you expect is this developer one should be able to see all the data in all columns except the four columns that we masked. So let's go down here and see all the data. And as you can see, I can see the rating, I can see the date, the zip code, I can see the city. But again, notice here, the address, email, as well as the name, it shows up as random goods. So I let the developer one access the table, all columns, but I was able to hide the four columns very easily through the ranger. Now, as an admin, I can come back to the previous screen and I want to go and say audit. So when I go there, it will show me that the developer one ran the query. It was, this person was allowed to run that thing and easily go in back in history to any date and time and see what is going on and who is accessing the data. Okay, so hopefully this helped you understand how you can easily use Ranger in conjunction with the Azure Active Directory integration we have. So use the identity from the Azure Active Directory, use Ranger to define the policies, and then use the auditing capabilities to go and build a very secure analytics scenario. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for watching. Let's go back to the slide. Okay, thanks again for watching this video. I hope you liked it. And as a next step, I would encourage you to go to the AG Insight page, read about all the complete feature set. And again, go and spin up your first AG Insight cluster. You will love the productivity and the reliability that we provide. And again, thanks and come back on Channel 9 for more videos.